Tuesday night, or Aleph Shvat, or La Aleph Shvat, as we move along in the months of the year. We'll start from the beginning of Perek Tes Zayin, I think. Yes. We'll start from Perek Tes Zayin. And Amnam Ashikosav Rav Magid, that which the Magid Mishnah writes, Lo Hamino Osa Lala Hachsher, that a Pnuya Shazinsa. And creates a suffix. What is this child? A suffix is created. So she's only named to be Machshir the Vlad because, and again we're dealing with Mamzerus here. He's not talking about the Vlad Le Kahuna that the Gemara talks about, that would work with Cheskas A Mahani Labas, because obviously the daughter has no Cheskas Kashrus for Kahuna, because, as all Christians are, she was born in sin, maybe. But we're talking about Mamzerus, so you could say Sufik Mamzer's Mutter, and that's the Cheshbon of the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah is very narrow, that's why all these kashas pop up. It's very narrow, it's limited to Mamzer, Sufik Mamzer. The Bloe Dusa, Sufik Mamzer, Mutter Minatorim, Bekosha Tuva, the Tenach Livalodo, and you could say we're talking about Mamzerus. But see, the Gemara is talking about the Kahuna, that's for sure. But then you have the aspect of Chazaka, Bo, and as with the child, you can talk about Safik Mamzer Mutter, but really the Mishnah is talking about the Kahuna, and maybe the boil was a guy or someone that's Osir to her, that renders her and the child, if it's a daughter, Osir to a Kayan. But that is the suffix that Osir Minat Torah, Lashitas Rova Poskim, the suffix Osir Minat Torah B'Shari Surin. Hubba would certainly talk about the Kahuna. And really, for the child, we're also talking about the Kahuna. But he focuses the question on her, because obviously there it's rather obvious we're only talking about the Kahuna. She doesn't become a Mamza, no matter how who she's nivel to. So what are you going to do? There is a suffix, and it's a suffix d'oraisa. If there's a suffix, then it's a suffix d'oraisa, and you got to go to Chumrah. Why should she be believed there? And that's Rabbi Gamliel Shita. So now, I mean, you could give other reasons. You could say she has a cheskas kashrus. I don't know. I guess the Shmaitzer will be dealing with that. But I guess he's focused on the Magid Mishnah. But I don't see. I'm thinking now. The Magid Mishnah is talking about the child with Mamzerus. I guess the Shmaitzer is going to talk about all of this. For the child, Mamzerus, there's no Chazaka. So he has to give his reason. But once you're talking about the Kahuna, so for the mother, there's a Cheskas Kashrus. And then we say Cheskas Ahe Mani Labas. So the child vicariously has a Chazaka also. So that's the reason. Okay, but he's focused on the Magid Mishnah.
But she only had a Cheskas Kashrus up until.
But that's the point of Chazaka. You always only have one until the suffix Noilat. And that's what the Din of Chazaka says. That we deal with the suffix by following the Chazaka. Every suffix is only up until. And we say, okay, if the status quo was this way up until the suffix, so we paskin, I'll be the status quo. That's Chazaka. So, and she has a Cheskas Kashrus. That's what the Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua boils down to. That she has a chazaka, but he's going to really go into the sugya, because at various places the Gemara calls it Eidus, and the Gemara calls it Bori, and the Gemara talks about chazaka, and the Gemara talks about Toisus, and the Gemara talks about a chazaka, a different type of chazaka, but Isha Mazana, Boidekas Umazana, that when a woman has relations, and it's obviously only willingly, that we say there's a chazaka, she makes sure not to be nivel to psulim. That you don't have nowadays. You just don't. That I think all the poskim are maskim, that if the halacha would be really based on Isha Mazana, Boidekas Umazana, then obviously you would have to know that she cares about it, or that she even knows who's a posel and who's a. You know, to say she knows a guy's Jewish or not, maybe there is a chazaka nowadays too, I guess. Again, you always have the problem on the college campuses. Well, people out of be out of wedlock nowadays is like breathing. Except in from circles, it's like nothing. Absolutely nothing.
And being Jewish doesn't necessarily negate that he might be a mamzer as well, though.
Yeah,
he's
right,
Jewish, but right. He can still be a mamzer.
Right, right. But you have at least rov ksherim when you're talking about are you a mamzer. The problem is that you have rov psulim if you're talking about the possibility of him being a goy. But I would think the chazaka isha b'dekas mazanim might apply nowadays. I don't know. You have to do a little sociological work. At least they don't want to marry out. I don't know about Stam. Okay, we'll see. I don't think the Shemaitza will be discussing how much, bottom line halacha, how much is her ne'emonus to say that she or the Vlad is kosher is indeed based on Isha Mazana by Dekas Mazana. That's really going to be the thrust of Perek Tes Zayin and what we're learning now in the Shemaitza. Akabonim. Which we have to take into account, and it's with the Tinach Muberes, where you don't know the story, so you say, okay, maybe it's called Kavua Kamachzal Machzudomi, and it's still only a Sofik Mamzer if she went to him. Aval Medaberes, which is a nice lashon for they saw the Yichud, they saw when it happened, they saw who went to whom. The Mukir Avasi, the Hainu Nivala, Vrainu the Ozal Aboya La Gaba, Ubroiv Psulim, the Bazahabalay Roiv Vadai. So what are you gonna do there? So obviously according to the Shemaitza it's not Shver. The Shemaitza said, I don't care if you have a rove. We're talking about a Ruba Deisa, come on, it's a Safik Mamzer anyway, and a Safik Mamzer's mutter. Okay, I think he'll speak it out later. He's going without his chiddush. He's going with the Beis Shmuel. Shuvreisi shomad b'zev b'sefer Beis Meir. Ayin shom. Vinei gam shitas ha-toisvis shekosvu. Now toisvis gives a different reason for ne'emonos. B'taima d'ne'emenes afilu b'roi p'sulim. B'loimer l'kosher that she was nivel to a kosher neged ha-roiv. Why is that so? In other words, the Gemara makes a statement. According to Rabbi Gamliel, she's Nemon to say Lakosher Navalti, even when there's a Roy Psula. So why? Taka why? So Toysa says, and it's in contradistinction to Shvuya. The Shvuya would be saying Lo Nevalti, obviously. She's not going to say Lakosher Navalti. She's captured by Goyim, and there's only Goyim around. But she has what to say. She could say Lo Nivalti, but we don't believe her to say Lo Nivalti. We said she's captured by them, and they not only is she hefker to them, but she does it maybe even Baratzon, the Gemara says a Svara, so that they shouldn't kill her, whatever. But Al Kaponim, she's not Nemet to say Lo Nivalti. Vila Bishvuya, keeping the road truth from Ainan Menos Negara Road. Because from Mishum Chazaka the Isha by Dekas from Mazanim, which you don't have by the Shvuya. So that's what Taisa says, that by Roiv Pesulim at least, her Ne'emonus to say Lakosha Nevalti will be based on this Chazaka that a woman cares and she makes sure at least not to be Nivel to Apostle, so as not to Apostle her to Kahuna, not to Apostle herself to Kahuna. There's such a chazaka. Now, obviously, that only helps if she was nivel b'rotzon. If she was nensa, then you don't have the chazaka anymore. And that's a kash b'chazu b'kiddush b'chiddushi hara'ah hadlo chayshin and shenensa. And you have your roiv psulim. So what are you going to do in such a case where she was nensa? B'tulo shayach chazaka the b'gdekas u'nazaneh. We're not chayshish for Nansan. We had a Toysus on Daftes, Subis, he quoted in Shmaitza Aleph, Toysus Daftes, he played with it quite a bit, that you assume there's a Roy of Barotso. You assume, you know, you would have heard about it. If it would have been a Ninus, it would have been a Koil. Okay. So far, so good. So far, we have a Kasha Well, so what we have.
That's not a chazaka.
You assume if you don't have a coil.
Right, you don't have a coil.
That's what we're talking about. Making ukimtas. What are you going to do by Roy Psulim? So the Beishmul says, well, you have a good chance that she went to him, so it's anyway called Machzal Machzal. Okay. What do you do if you know she didn't go to him? He says, okay, you have the Chazaka, Isha Mazana, by Dekas Mazana. Okay, but you don't have that blindness, but you can assume it was Ratzal. Okay, he's playing for time. He's looking for, he's making ukimtas. The kasha doesn't work. That's what Tosis I just quoted. Beishis Israel, the kibul ba'avua kiddushin chusmi bashalosh. So you don't have the sfek sfek. If you remember, that's the Gemara's opening statement, opening shot. Gemara says, why not? It's a sfek sfeka. Tachtov not tachtov oinis ratzo. So one of the ukimtas is that the father was Mekadosh, which he was less than three. So you only have a suffek if it was oinus or ratzon. It definitely was tachtov. Because from the time she could have bia with anyone and it would have a halachic status of bia, she was already at least kiddushined to him. So tachtov. So it's for sure tachtov. The question is, the time of a nuk. Okay, so the Gemara says she's usher. In such a case, there's only one suffix. So she could be 20 years old now. But it was a long engagement, a long kiddushin. And good, but there's only one suffix if it was Zainus or Ratza. Yes, so what? Venukla Becheskus Hetel Abaila. We know about Chazaka. You have a suffix, you have a Chazaka. She's Becheskus Hetel. Vishloimar. The unsa kala is late because of the coil. Kedemina be Yushalmi unsa yeshlo kol. The hashta the leka kol havelay ratzon ruba umiut oines ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. So that's Tosfos Kash, the Teretz. That the roiv mitigates that it was ratzon because you would have heard about it, and since you didn't hear about it, so there's a roiv ratzon. So there's a Roy Bratzon, can I get the Chazaka? Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adif. Okay? So far, so good. So Stoy says, wait a second. So even my Svek Sveka should be awesome. And this is Stoy's Kash, and this is what we had so much in Shmaitza Aleph, that one of your two Svekas are imbalanced. And when one of your two Svekas are imbalanced, you don't have a Svek Sveka. The entire of him came to Svek Sveka Nami Teoser. Because one of the sfeikas are not balanced, the suffik oinus come on the lesser. Voimari, so the re answered, he's learning us with us the Tosfos. The high ruba, the baratzon, ain't a rove gomor, it's not really a rove, elahavim with the rabbonon, ilkach b'mokum sfek sfek ashari, we won't look at one of the two sfeikas as being imbalanced, because the rove is not medioraisa. Medioraisa, there's no such rove. V'makom chad sfeika, but when there's only one sfeik, and you have a kasha, why not both also chazaka? So Rabbanan and Machmir, and they said, you have to look at it that you have a rove ratzon, and she's also, despite the cheskes kashas. Chashvi Rabbanan ratzon, the gabi ones ruba, atkan lashon avayin sham. That's Tosfos. Okay, what do we have out of this whole challenge? He brought down a seemingly not nogea to us Tosfos. But he wants to extract something from the Tosfos. He wants to extract that the Rov Ratzon is only Midrabbana. And you only Machmir with the Rov Ratzon. Now in our case, the Ratzon is going to be a help. Because it will allow us to say Isha Mazana by Dekasu Mazana. She chooses the boil. She doesn't want to mess herself up to a kohen. But that's only Baratzon. Okay. But now he's saying, wait a second, we can't assume it was Ratzon. Lakula? We only said the rove Ratzon Lakhumra. It was only a Midrabonan rove. It wasn't a real rove. V'yim Kain, yes, the Shmaitza. How can you say? And this is what Tosfos says, that the heter from Gamliel by Roiv Pesulim is based on the Roiv Ratzon, and therefore Isha Mazana by Dekas Umazana, because it's not a real Roiv. Vim Kain Eichis Amchinen Bahachazoka de Bedekas Umazana, Ustama Baratzon, Kivan de Hachruba de Ratzon, Enu Elamid de Rabbonah. Velo Mahani Divreya Mela Lahachmir, Velo Lahokel. Right? In the case of Tosfos Daf Tes, saying it was Roiv Ratzon was a Chumrah. So Mid Rabbonon, Roiv Ratzon the Chumrah. In our case, ironically, it's a Kula. We're not talking about giving her Misa, we're not talking about an Eishes Ishmael. We're talking about a woman, a Pnuya Shazinsa. So we can't assume it was Ratzon in order to be Mekil and to say Isha Mizana by Dekas Umizana. That's what the Shmaitz is asking. So we're back to the problem. Tosfos didn't really give a good answer, he's saying. How could the Gamliel be machshir by Roiv Pesulim? That's the question at bar now. The question at bar is, how could the Gamliel be machshir by Roiv Pesulim? So Tosfos' teretz is because of the chazaka Isha Mizana by Dekas Mizana, but the Shmaitz is saying, no, that doesn't work. Because that only works if it was Ratzon. And how do you know it was Ratzon? And you know that. What? Yeah, you have to say it, yeah. Obviously, you don't have a Bedekas and Mizana if it was an Oinus.
Why is it not Ratzon?
We don't know it was Ratzon. You have to be Chayshish, maybe it was Oinus. How could you be Machshir Har on the basis of Isha Mizana, Bedekas and Mizana, if you don't even know if it was Ratzon? Obviously, you can only say Isha Mizana, Bedekas and Mizana by Ratzon. You can't say it by Oinus. Right? No, that's what he's saying now. He's showing Tosfos on Daf Tes. He's saying that whole thing is a midrabbanan, and you only assume Ratzon the Chumrah. But here we have to assume it the Kula. You can't do that. Okay. Now he's saying, I'm not worried about the Vlad. Ulahakshar Vlad, that's for Mamzerus. I am not worried about Roiv Pesulim, because I said in the previous perek that even by Roiv Pesulim, it's a mom's a suffek, not a mom's a vadai, and on the Diraita level, she's mutter, the kid's mutter anyway. When you're talking about mamzerus, because it's a heft of suffek still. It's a suffix mam's a mutum and a Torah, even with a roiv, saying osir. They knew element the Rabbanon, they mamru rubit baratzon, so now the whole thing becomes an issue Rabbanon. Once you're in the Rabbanon mode, you can talk about Roiv Ratzon with the Rabbanon. Once you're talking about Roiv Ratzon, you can talk about Isha Mizana, Bedekas Mizana. The sub club hachazoka, the Bedekas Mizana, Bedevrayim, Achmashik Asad. Avol Behechshera de Ba, but if you're talking about her and you're talking about obviously Kahuna, so there you're dealing with a Diaraisa. If you have a suffix, maybe she was Mizaneh, you're dealing with a Diaraisa. So how could it be allow her to marry a Kayan if there's Roiv Pesulim? So Samchinen al Hachazoka de Bedekas of Mizaneh, the only working answer we have now is Tosfos, who hangs his hat on Bedekas Umizana, but that doesn't work. Even the Lachshir Lakuna have a Yisra Torah, Hechisam Chinan al Hachazok and the Bedekas Umizana, if you don't know for sure it was a Roiv, even the Ratzon love Roiv Min HaTorah, VMK name or Boinus, maybe it was anointed for that the Chazok and the Bedekas Umizana. So that's where the Shemaitza has taken us now. it's not, after a lot of twists and turns, we're back to not understanding the Magen Mishnah. Why should it be kosher? And by Roy Psulim, that's what we're talking about now. Why should it be kosher by Roy Psulim? And you know he went to her, right? But Daberis, not Mu'uberis, where you can say, well, let's assume she went to him, and you have called Kabua, but no. Here we're talking about they saw the whole story, but Daberis. So what's your excuse?
Are they assuming, are they making the following assumption, which I don't think is actually true today, but because he went to her, that works against it being her Ratzon?
No, that just allows us to say, called the Parish, Meruba Parish. That's all. It just allows us to say, well, for better or for worse. You know, here it's for worse. Now we're talking about Rope Sulim. So if you have a called the Parish, you have to assume he's an apostle to her, an apostle son. And you don't have a rove ratzon, that's mitigated by her picking and choosing. Maybe it was an oinus. Venera liyashev. The ika, the beshvuya dika roif prutzim, enin amegas negara roif. There's still a difference. The Gemara brings a raya really from prutzim, so he's saying you can't. Gemara has a kasha from Gamliel. From shvuya. You see, she's not never to say lo nevalti. She's saying, okay, at least from Shvuya, it's not really fair. The Bishvuya Dika Roy Prutzim, and then Megas Negat Roy. Shlavas Roy Prutzim, and they had their way with her. Roy Pasulim, Kivin Demide Svekalo Navkas, at least, maybe it was Ratzon, maybe it was Ratzon. No, it's there, but as a Shvuya, was for sure was not Ratzon. The whole being there is not for Ratzon. So, it's Rove Perutzim, so she's talking about Nemon. But here, you have at least the possibility that it was Berotzon, and that Isha Mazana by Dekas of Mazana. So, Mesofik Shokul, Mahani Tainus Bori Dida. Now he's throwing in the curveball about Bori. So she's Nemon. You'll say it's against a Rove Psulim. That was the original Kazi. Why is she Nemon against Rove Psulim? So he's answering, first of all, it's not such a strong rope sulim. Because maybe. No, wait. Maybe it's rope sulim. Yeah, because you have a strong possibility or a possibility that it was Ratzon. We have Isha Mazana by Dekas of Mazana. So you at least have the possibility that it was Ratzon. So you have Habari, that's what he says. Umahani Bori Dida. Habari will help in the Sufik Hashokul, that's what he says. Habari will help in the Sufik Hashokul. Yeah. That's what he's
saying.
Right.
So what happened to
it's not really going against the rope psulim. I would say it's saying that the rope psulim is not relevant. If the woman by Dekas of Mazana, I would put a little edge on it. And I would say if the woman's by Dekas of Mazana, then the rope psulim has been rendered irrelevant. She picks and chooses who she's going to have beer with. So she's picking. You're talking about Roy Sulem, but meanwhile she's picking the cherim.
So?
It's not really against. I'm answering you. It's not really against. It's saying she picks and chooses, so it's not against. It's not against a robe if I have a reason to say someone, you know, Rove chocolates and the Barton's candy thing with the peanut inside. If the guy is looking for the cherry cordial, you know, he's going to pick that out. He doesn't care that there's a rove. You're circumventing the rove. You're not even having a head-to-head clash with the rove. You're saying to someone picking and choosing. But he ends up with the bari. So now he's holding by the bari. It's a Sufik Hashokol because he has to admit that the Bedekas of Mazana is dependent on it being Baratzon. obviously, if it's Ma'onis, you don't have Bedekos and Mezonin. The Rotzon is not a D'oraisa, a Dikko level Birur of Rotzon. So he's saying, okay, but it's a Suffolk, a Shokul, at least. Maybe it was Rotzon. And then she's Bedekos and Mezonin. So she's Mermon with the Bari. He's going to bring down another difficult Gemara in that sugya that he can now be miyashiv. You do the math. Okay, and
I
don't have the cheshbon.
On the side of
Rotzon,
it's
below
kosher.
Because the Bedekos and Mezonin.
On the side of
Onis,
we only have a rope
stool.
We have a mute share
on
the side of
Onis. I don't think you reckon with the mute. And the Ruba Deisa, come on, you don't reckon with the mute. Talking about a Ruba Deisa, come on, not a Ruba Deisa, come on. And a Ruba Deisa, come on, you never deal with the mute. Why did he say afilu b'chatzfeikta? The chayot, even if it's very psulim, why doesn't the bar say like a bigger chiddush from Rabbi Gamliel's point? The Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel says that even by Rav Psulim, why does the Gemara ignore that? Why the even the time of Rabbi Gamliel, Mishum Bedekos and Mezana, Hechi Kamo Alam Leibori, if this real reason is Bedekos and Mezana? Even the time of the day, Mishum Chazok and Bedekos and Mezana, Lefim Mashek Osati Nicha. The Mishum Bedekos and Mezana, Loi Nafik Midei Sveika, because they are Ba'aynis, because the Ruba Baratzon Laban Atayrahu, Ela the Besavek Shokul Mahani Bori Nida. It ends up being a suffix, a shakol. So very good. So Habori comes in and saves the day. You have the right psulim versus the bedekas umazanim. Mishmachi amru olam leibori. That's why the Gemara describes the Gamliel Shita as showing the alimus of a bori. Now a bori is strong. Tafilu b'chad sveka nami machshir. We got the right psulim nami enu olam sveka. Even the cheskos bedekos of mezana have a lay sofek aim of barat so in the bedekos of mezana mahani afilu barat psula. Void never when he is like the hachazok of bedekos of mezana and also of a machzo. The levy roi psula of kamachzo al machzo of the day chazok are now. Now he's suggesting that the whole bedekos of mezana is not decisive. It only balances it out, and Habori again saves the day.
So it's on the side of Rotzon, but only on the side of Rotzon.
You have the Bedekos on the side. It's a real rove.
The rove will come back to the idea that there really is a rove.
Okay.
Because otherwise you only have a 50.
Okay, I'll accept it because no one else has anything. I looked around, no one else. I don't know if we're so tied to the numbers exactly.
He just says it's a different
territory. Well, yeah, that it says it's a different territory. Okay, but Tach Bedekos Umazana makes a machzo, it just negates the koach of the Rav Psulim. So it's like machzo al machzo. Mishumachazog, the name of Sarah Satsmo, the apostle law, Havali Miot Kusherim, Kavachzo al machzo. That Bedekos Umazana just brings it up to the level of machzo al machzo. It just makes the rope. It just negates the power of the rope psulim. And now Rabbi Gamliel still has to come with his sheet and say kus bori, omoy bori. Okay, we'll stop here.
I don't know why I don't know what to
do. It is 8:00. I need someone to wait.